The following recording is a production of Kicking Out at 2 in conjunction with the Retromania Pro Wrestling Podcast Network and is intended for private use only. For more information, head on over to facebook.com/kickingoutat2 or our Twitter handle @kickingout2, along with searching Retromania with a W on any and all podcast platforms available to listen to archive shows such as this and all the great content of the Retromania Pro Wrestling Podcast Network. Evergreen content at your fingertips anytime at your listening pleasure. And with that being said, we thank you for listening and hope you enjoy the show. We're in the thick of WrestleMania season, and this is part one of a part two concept known as Build-A, where we are going to build a WrestleMania Saturday and a WrestleMania Sunday. This is Build-A WrestleMania Saturday here on Kicking Out at 2. I'm your host, Dave Rosenbluth, joined with the architect, the special contributor of our Build-A concepts, my brother Justin. What's going on?
Not much, man. This is probably the creme de la creme. We're talking WrestleMania, so, you know, I think it's cool now that we've gotten to two nights that we can maybe reimagine WrestleMania's past and the best of WrestleManias in such a platform. So it should be fun.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. So what we're going to do is just to break down the guidelines, the rules, if you will. We're going to take WrestleMania. We're going to build a WrestleMania Saturday from matches spanning from WrestleMania's 1 all the way to WrestleMania 10. And then in our next recording, build a WrestleMania Sunday, it's going to be WrestleMania 11 through WrestleMania 20. Mm-hmm. Same rules as apply. Let's say we choose the Intercontinental title match, we can't choose another Intercontinental title match later in the card. Same thing with individuals. If Shawn Michaels is going to wrestle on one match, he's not going to be in another match. So we're going to kind of keep this tight with about 7 to 8 matches on this build a WrestleMania Saturday card and go from there. So why don't we get into it? Why don't we start with like every WrestleMania, the opening match, the first match on the card, the match that's going to set the tone and set the pace for WrestleMania. What exactly did you have in mind when it comes to opening matches for this build of WrestleMania from WrestleMania's 1 to WrestleMania 10?
WrestleMania's 1 to WrestleMania 10. Well, I think the first place you got to look is WrestleMania 10, Bret and Owen.
Yeah.
I think you did a Mount Rushmore for opening matches.
Yes.
That was on it.
Yes.
Rightfully so. It's the gold standard of opening matches for WrestleMania. So I think in many respects, if we're just going to – and I'm just kind of maybe charting notes – well, maybe I'll just use my phone for the notes, but if we just start maybe rattling off maybe 3 or 4 opening matches that we think in that first 10 WrestleManias, there would only be 10. So if we kind of go through those a little bit and kind of decipher which one would be the best in that respect and then kind of figure out the consequence of choosing first. But yeah, Bret and Owen would be the first one.
So Bret and Owen come to mind. I love the Rockers against Haku and Barbarian from WrestleMania 7. I think that's a real fun opening match between two different contrasting styles of teams, the Heenan families, Haku and Barbarian, and you know, who have that like roughhouse smash mouth style, and the Rockers with the high flying arsenal that they contribute. So that's just that's another match.
There's what WrestleMania is that?
That's
again?
WrestleMania 7.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Now there are some other matches. I mean, if I want to go down the list, WrestleMania 1, Tito Santana and the Executioner is nothing to write home about. I don't think that would make the cut. WrestleMania 2 with Mr. Wonderful and Don Morocco,
yeah,
that doesn't really make the cut either.
Although I will say, for it to, if we're gonna make any type of case for that, like for picking for building the best, and you know, and whatever that means to anybody, like you could argue that the collection of star power on the card definitely lends itself to that match in terms of like those are two, especially in the '80s, like,
yeah,
two of the biggest.
Orndorff main evented the first WrestleMania of the year prior.
Not that I think that this is going to make it that far. But.
Yeah. If you want to go WrestleMania 3 with the Can-Am Connection against Bob Orton and Don Morocco as an opening match choice, that's something we can entertain and discuss. I feel like, though, if it's down to Bret and Owen and the Rockers and the Heenan
you're
family.
You're probably right. And that's the thing. The consequence of choosing one or the other means that we can't put Bret theoretically,
or Shawn,
or Shawn, on any part of the card. So,
but if you think about it, though, like let me. So all right, so with Brett, his WrestleMania resume, even though it was pretty good in the early years, he really didn't make a name for himself till probably, I would say, 10. Like,
yeah,
with the match with Yoko later in the night, and then, you know, the Iron Man match with Shawn, the match with Austin. So
yeah, he's not really a Mr. WrestleMania like a Shawn in those early years, or a Savage. Like, he's more known for his body of work elsewhere.
Yeah, SummerSlam.
He's
definitely Mr. SummerSlam. So I think if we were to select Brett Nowen as the choice, I don't think that there's any other matches that he contributed in those first 10 WrestleManias
that are
must-haves. Exactly. Like, you could make an argument maybe
the Austin
for
match, maybe, but
if that's for night 2. Now that's the thing. Knowing what we know now about this year's WrestleMania, and Cody and Roman and Seth Rollins are going to pull double duty and work both nights, I'm leaving it open on the table for us to maybe do Brett and Austin for our next recording.
We can certainly revisit that.
So Brett and Owen, we haven't locked it in yet, but I think it's a solid first pick. Now, when it comes to Shawn and WrestleMania,
yeah, that's its own challenge in itself.
That's a challenge. That's more of a challenge than Brett, because Shawn, on the same WrestleMania 10 card, you got Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon in the historic ladder match.
Yeah.
For the Intercontinental title.
Yep.
So if you take Shawn and you put him in that spot, then you're
leaving a lot off the table.
Yeah. For night one, for WrestleMania Saturday.
Yeah. I think too, like, especially with someone like Shawn, whose WrestleMania career kind of spans so many different eras of WWE, like, mm-hmm. you have to think about, like, I feel like what is kind of made up WrestleMania. Like, everyone, of course, talks about, like, the celebrities. Like, that's part of it. Like, mm-hmm. there's obviously a history of ladder matches.
Yeah.
Like, is a ladder match a conversation to be had in itself?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Is, you know, dream matches, obviously. Mm-hmm. Do we give a slot for a dream match? And then how do we dive into those? So it makes for interesting conversation. I think Shawn Michaels has his fingers on almost all of those elements, to be honest, more so than almost anybody.
He checks a lot of those boxes for sure.
So that'll be a challenge to try to fit him in. But I would say probably, at least for this opener, because again, that is one of the superlatives. That's one of the things. Everyone, you know, if you're not in the main event, you want to go first.
Yeah. You want to set the pace.
Yeah. It's become an attraction to open WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And it's a meaningful spot. Mm-hmm. So glad we opened with that.
Yeah.
In respect here. And I think when you do that, I would say Brett versus Owen is probably the opener.
All right. Let's do it. Let's lock that in. Brett versus Owen, WrestleMania Saturday. It's not only a great opener, but obviously a great story. Brother versus brother. It's kind of got a grudge match element, a family, a familial element to the rivalry as well. Something with some story. It's not just some, you know, because in the early years of WrestleMania, if you really break it down, and I'm sure you have kind of had this thought process, when you watch those early years, those first 7 or 8 WrestleManias, there's maybe 4 to 5 matches on each of those cards that had significant buildup that they really focused and put attention on. And then the other 7 or 8, 9 matches that were on that same card were filler and thrown together. And that's how you started your story for WrestleMania.
Yeah, they were like, it was almost a more traditional, like, if you talk about boxing or UFC, where, like, you have your headliners and then you have your undercard, and your undercard might get announced like the week before or whatever, or not at all. And like, it's just what the crowd's going to watch as they're filing in. Now, obviously everybody's in attendance when these matches are happening. So, but it had that type of vibe early on WrestleMania, more so than now, where it's a little bit more structured.
Yeah. Rick Martel and Coco Beware, the opening match of WrestleMania 6. Yep. There wasn't anything crazy in the buildup or anything at all. It was just, they announced it, you know, Barbarian and Tito Santana, Rick Rude and Jimmy Snuka on those same cards. So
exactly.
there wasn't a whole lot of meat on the bone. And sometimes those matches that were just advertised, like you said, as an undercard match, then that's when the story would begin. mm-hmm. and maybe even go past WrestleMania mm-hmm. And into the spring and summer, and then maybe yeah. culminate like a SummerSlam or something. Yeah. So, but the opening match here, it's got some meat on the bone. There's history behind it. It's a fantastic match, and I argue that it's the probably the greatest opening match in WrestleMania history. Just watched it the other day.
Same here, and I would say it definitely is the greatest opening match in WrestleMania history, and it probably, again, without thinking too hard about it, and maybe it would fall off, but it's probably somewhere in the top 10 or around the top 10 of all-time greatest WrestleMania matches.
Yeah, there's... Yeah.
It could be 12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah. it's certainly
you one... You can make an argument for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you can make an 100%. Argument for it. And that's the beauty of, you know, this. It's
exactly.
So, all right. So, we got the opening match locked in. WrestleMania 10, Brett versus Owen, brother versus brother. Let's move forward. Where what else do you think should be placed on this card? We'll start, you know,
so, and that's kind of what, yeah, ideas. I think that was kind of alluding to a few minutes ago, like, what in the first WrestleMania, 10 WrestleManias, like, what were the fingerprints to a WrestleMania in those first 10? And that's kind of what I feel like is going to help give us, like, a shell
uh-huh.
to build off of.
Yeah.
An opener, obviously. Well, maybe not as meaningful for those first 10.
Yeah.
This made it meaningful. There was no hot openers in terms of it being an important place on the card until this WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So that's why I almost, in many ways, as innovative as the quote ladder match was,
mm-hmm.
the innovation of like this opener making it a meaningful spot on
yeah.
WrestleMania's going forward was a historic thing in that regard that I don't think people talk about.
No, you're right.
But in that respect, there's other, what are the other like, you know, again, fingerprints and makings of those first 10 WrestleManias that would constitute this build a WrestleMania of 1 through 10. That's kind of the line of thinking here. I would probably, you know, again, depending on how you look at it, the WrestleMania 10 ladder match is worthy of discussion in terms yes. of its place in history, but there was 9 WrestleManias where that type of match wasn't around.
No.
You know what I mean? So I feel like WrestleMania Sunday for, you know, 11 through 20 is going to have, we're going to have a bigger ladder match conversation.
Yeah.
The next day.
Yeah. Most definitely. Decade. Yep. Yeah.
I don't know if we need to have that conversation now.
No, you're
necessarily.
You're right.
Having said that, you parse out Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels still had a meaningful WrestleMania career up until 10.
Mm-hmm.
So is Shawn Michaels a bit player or a part of that shell for WrestleMania? Match types, presentation types, people.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan is going to have a part on this card.
Without,
without question. Yeah. Do we dive into what his match is going to be? I honestly feel like it's probably a simple answer.
What, the main event?
Well, not even necessarily the main event, but like what match he took place in at WrestleMania in his career
yeah.
is going to make this card.
Yeah.
It's probably a simple answer. We might have to argue it a little bit, maybe if we're feeling froggy about it, but you talk about Hogan, Savage.
Randy Savage, I was just going to say.
Savage is a guy that is going to have a meaningful spot in this card. Do we hash that out and try to figure out where he belongs?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right.
Again, we're not building the match order yet. I know we started with the opener.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
But yeah.
So, all right.
Let's figure out where Savage is, because he was Mr. WrestleMania before there was a Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly.
Before that's why he's going to get a segment on this.
He's going to get episode. he's going to get a meaningful spot in this card. Absolutely. So if I'm going to, all right. So you just mentioned Hogan. Hogan and Savage, I think, we're going to kind of blur the lines a little bit, and they're going to kind of be intertwined in this conversation based on. Let's start with Savage. WrestleMania 2 against George the Animal Steel. While there was buildup and it had a little bit of meaning, it doesn't really, you know, fall on the... I'm not putting it on this card.
I don't think it needs to be there.
It doesn't need to be there. Now, if there are two matches on the Wrestle... Well, actually, no, I'll go for it.
He's got a lot.
He's got a lot. That's the thing. All right. So, WrestleMania 3, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat for the Intercontinental Championship. Some argue still the greatest match in WrestleMania history. I have a T-shirt on underneath my fleece of the Savage Steamboat.
Those are cool T-shirts.
Yeah, from Homage. The greatest match of all time, it says on there. which I used to think until Shawn Michaels Undertaker.
That's not going to be on this card.
That might be for next year's build a WrestleMania or whatever.
Yeah, 21 through whatever. Yeah,
through 30. But anyways, you have that match. You can make the argument for Savage and DiBiase, the main event for WrestleMania 4, but that also eliminates the WWF Championship as well. You have Hogan, Mega Powers Explode. Do you put that match on as the main event for the WWF Championship?
Mm-hmm.
And that also eliminates all the other Hogan options on this card as well.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 6. A fun little mixed tag match with Savage and Sherry against Dusty and Sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that we put on there to...
You're rounding out the card. You're putting some variety into it.
To me, it comes down to two matches for Savage. The career-ending match with Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania 7.
And in
WrestleMania 3 with Steamboat. Maybe you make a case with him and Ric Flair. She was mine before she was yours for the WWF title.
That's a low-key favorite match of mine of Savage's.
I just got the magazine recently.
Oh,
I'll show you the pictures later. But yeah, I just got the magazine recently.
If I had to pick, I would probably say Savage and Steamboat.
For the Intercontinental title, and that takes away the Intercontinental Championship.
But before we do that,
okay,
is there Intercontinental Championship matches that we need to dive into before we pull Intercontinental titles off the table in the first 10?
In the first 10, the ladder match with Shawn and Razor comes to mind. If that's what we want to put on there, I mean. I'm not opposed to if we did a ladder match on the WrestleMania Saturday card and then another one on the WrestleMania Sunday card. Because, I mean, nowadays they do two Money in the Bank matches on the same night, two Royal Rumble matches on the same night.
And I wasn't saying not do Shawn and Razor because we would do a ladder match tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that makes an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Now it sounds like we're almost deciding
which Intercontinental
Savage
or Shawn and Razor.
And that's actually a fun conversation to have.
Yeah.
If you're asking me gut reaction, I'd still pick Savage and Steamboat.
Yeah. If you want to round out the card really well, I think.
Well, I go that way because as great as that first ladder match was, I feel like Savage and Steamboat is more timeless.
All right. Here's something that just came to me. Okay.
I like
the idea of Savage and Steamboat. However, not only are you eliminating Shawn and Razor, this just came to me. Hogan and Warrior, title for title.
Ooh, yeah.
WrestleMania 6, the Ultimate Challenge.
A lot's coming off the table.
Yeah, there's a lot of options here that are coming off the table.
So what other IC title matches do we have in these first 10? WrestleMania
4 was Honky Tonk Man and Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah.
That doesn't need to make the card. Five was Rude Warrior, which had some significant buildup.
That's worth... Again, this is one of those give-and-take things, I feel like.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to maybe not beef up everything as the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Like the example you gave was like Dusty and Sapphire versus like Mach and
Sherry.
Again, this is WrestleMania. It's a variety.
Yeah.
The ultimate variety.
Yep.
So... But I would almost put Rude and Warrior in that conversation for that reason.
Yeah.
Like, let's not blow our load with these best evers.
Yep, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you want to have a well-rounded out card.
And give variety to our rationale, too.
WrestleMania 7 had Perfect and Boss Man.
Which was okay.
It wasn't a bad... It was a good rivalry. You know, it was actually a fun rivalry. Bobby Heenan made fun of...
But that's off the table.
Piper and Brett's off the table, and then 9 would be Shawn and Tatanka. For the Intercontinental title.
I think we might be able to knock in two matches right now.
Okay.
In my opinion, if we did the mixed tag from 6. Mixed tags also have history at WrestleMania 2.
Yep. Doink and Bam, I mean? Doink and Dink against Bam Bam and Luna from and WrestleMania 10.
Yeah, and then even going further after 10 and beyond.
Yeah.
Mixed tag matches have become kind of a calling card type of match. Ronda and Stephanie with their dudes.
Kurt Angle and Triple H.
Cena and
Nikki Bella against Miz and Maurice.
There is tons of, you know, history of that match.
It's not, yeah.
So, with that being said, I feel like we can knock out a couple matches here and put that mixed tag match on here. I think.
Would you put that mixed tag match now? Before you do anything, would you put that mixed tag match over Savage and Warrior career-ending match? Because they're also on some of these. You know, you talk about well-rounded cards. Some major stipulation matches and gimmick matches.
That's another
as well.
Thing. Yeah, you're right.
So we're this is an important part of building this yes. particular card because
so,
we're
okay. So if we did Savage and Warrior, what's our Intercontinental title match? What's our other match too? You know what I mean? That's kind of the way I look at it.
So we can if we did Savage and Warrior, we can do Shawn and Tatanka. Intercontinental title. It's not the greatest WrestleMania match, but
if I'm gonna put a match on there for rationale of Intercontinental title, that's certainly not gonna be up there.
Or
I'm putting probably Shawn and Razor if I'm okay. gonna put that on there.
But
if we're going the route of like Savage and Warrior too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I was thinking. But I also like the idea. I like the Rude Warrior idea. I think I like too.
Uh huh.
But I don't know. So I feel like I could. I think if we're gonna go down one rabbit hole, the one you're saying, I say you put Savage and Warrior and the ladder match from 10 on.
Okay.
The other rabbit hole is Rude and Warrior, and then the Savage mixed tag.
The mixed tag.
So what do we like better to build to round it? Not to round out because we're
all right. So you share what you like better.
I don't know now. I think about people like Rick Rude and the Ultimate Warrior and go, like, where else are they going to fit on this card?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think are we going to take off Hogan and Warrior right now?
That's for the one other of these thing, yeah. choices?
I lean towards yes.
Yeah,
we probably are going to do that.
Because there's a lot more Hogan that we can dive into
yeah,
during these first 10 WrestleManias.
But I think... And there's something cool to having Dusty on the card, too. I feel like he's not going to get on the card otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. This would be the only time that we put Dusty Rhodes on this build of WrestleMania.
And then there's Rude's been in other matches at WrestleMania, but that's probably the more significant one he's had.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I mean, he was in the tournament against Jake Roberts, and they had that longstanding rivalry at the time with Rude kind of going after his wife, Cheryl. So, but that was a non-finish.
That's another guy, Jake Roberts. Like, you know, like, that's another guy we have to think about here in general. But, like, let's not. Like,
all right, yeah.
But, like, if we work on. If you're asking me now, as I keep saying this out loud more, I'm leaning towards the first option of Rude and Warrior for the Intercontinental title and then the mixed tag. That would be where I'm going.
Okay. You know what? I can get behind that because I think there's other possibilities. So you want to lock that in?
Yeah.
All right. So
Savage,
so
Sherry.
So WrestleMania 6 is mixed tag Macho King and Queen Sherry against Dusty Rhodes and Sweet Sapphire, baby. Special cameo from Miss Elizabeth.
And the other thing I consider when I talk about like Warrior 2 is while he obviously did make the main event and became like the top guy mm-hmm. for that year, right? He was at his best when he was probably like the Intercontinental Champion in that area with such
it felt like he was spotlighted better as the Intercontinental Champion in the rivalry with Rick Rude than being the placeholder for Hogan as the WWF champion.
He seemed like a fish out of water as the WWF champion because there's a responsibility there to kind of
yeah.
carry some load a little bit.
Well, like I've said, I've been a strong believer of this. As big of a Hogan fan I am, I think that the numbers he produced at that time in terms of live event sales, pay-per-views, merchandise, revenue, etc., he set the bar so high that anyone else that came after him was deemed not a failure, but a disappointment in many ways. Savage being one of them.
Yep.
As much as Dennis brought this point up during our Mega Powers Valentine's Day episode recently. Dennis said that Savage as the champion associated with Hogan still felt like a step down for Randy Savage in many ways because Hogan still had the screen time and Savage wasn't the focal point of that presentation. He was, in a sense, third place behind Hogan and Elizabeth, and he was the WWF champion.
Right.
So I like that. I like this pivot. I like this move here. So we've got Brett Owen from WrestleMania 10. We've got Rude and Warrior for the Intercontinental title. So now that takes away the Intercontinental Championship off the table.
I think that's fair. I think
and
that's
then
fine.
The mixed tag team match Savage and Sherry against Dusty and Sapphire. Mm-hmm. And looking back on that rivalry now with Savage and Dusty, you would think that as talented as those two are, that I don't know. Maybe looking back on it now, I expected more.
Yeah,
from the two of them. And I mean, they headlined the live events. They were on like the B loops over the, you know, they were the main attraction while mm-hmm. Hogan was doing the other town or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that idea. Okay, so now we got three matches. Well, like I said, we're gonna do like 7 to 8, depending on, you know. All right, why don't we talk? We brought him up. Why don't we talk Hogan?
To me, it's Hogan Andre.
Yeah, you're. I mean,
especially as we're pulling stuff off the board. Savage is off. Warriors off.
What about the main event of WrestleMania 1? The tag match.
Does that take the WWF Championship out though? Because he is the WWF Champion in that.
That is true. That is true. Then we wouldn't have a WWF Championship match on night one of WrestleMania. Build a WrestleMania Saturday.
But is that okay, though? Because theoretically, you move into the next decades and you've got World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got two titles. Yeah, you got two heavyweight titles. Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
I would say it's Hogan Andre just because of its significance. I'm not dying on that hill either. Just obviously, that's where I'm leaning right now.
Uh-huh.
The other thought I was thinking about, not Hogan related, but since you talked about the tag match.
Piper.
Hair matches are kind of a thing at WrestleMania.
Yeah, hair
versus, had a couple.
Yep, against Adrian Adonis.
And that had a stipulation too as far as retirement. So not stipulation, but he was retiring.
He said he was done after. That was
You know, now that seems to be the landing spot for retirements.
Yeah. I mean, you could make. I mean, if we wanted to add an attraction that wasn't necessarily a match to this WrestleMania card, we could put the Piper's Pit segment with Brother Love and Morton Downey Jr. on this, and give.
We might have to put a pin in that.
Give Piper a role on this card. In that sense, instead of him being in a match.
Yeah, that's. Let's go back to Hogan.
Okay, so we'll shelve this like right now.
Hogan for me is Andre,
and that eliminates the title. Which I can get behind. I just know that the main of it's either Hogan Andre or
to me I feel like it's an easy one.
Yeah.
That's probably our main event.
Yeah.
And it's the base.
It put WrestleMania on the map.
Like
it turned WrestleMania mainstream.
Well, not even just that, but like even as we go year to year and you hear it's the biggest WrestleMania main event of all time, mm-hmm. or you know, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns for the third time, or The Rock's desire to face Roman is supposed to be the biggest main event of all time. Yeah. Once in a lifetime with John.
Yeah.
I think the natural inclination of all of us is to compare it to Hogan Andre.
That is a good point. Yeah. I mean,
still.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can argue that they eclipse that in their own way, but sometimes you can say, nope, that Hogan Andre's it's got a special place.
Yeah.
So, but you know, what's the first thing you see when WWE programming windows open?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hogan, you know what
Hogan,
I mean?
Hogan slamming Andre, yep.
Yep.
Or the face-off with the flashbulb moment.
Yep. Yeah. So to me, I think that's probably our main event, and it's for the WWF Championship
okay. For
Saturday.
All right.
Which is interesting to say, because we know how I feel about Saturday main events at WrestleMania, but
yeah,
it is WrestleMania. It is the main event of the first night. Given the decade distinction, we're going to go with
I like it. I was thinking, too, like before we hit record, when it came to some of these the match construction and the ideas, if we even found a place for Hogan on the card, if it wasn't going to be the obvious choices of Andre or even the main event tag match, that Hogan as an attraction piece against Sid would have been a nice little change of pace on this, and then maybe we would have put either Savage and Flair for the title as one of our main events, and mm-hmm. maybe even use the WrestleMania 8 double main event as part of our WrestleMania Saturday, or we would have done maybe Yoko and Brett, Hogan and Sid. Like, so imagine this, okay? Let's say we booked Hogan and Sid, and it was they were announcing it as potentially Hogan's last match, okay, against Sid. Mm-hmm. And Sid thought he was going to end his career. The same finish we get, Warrior makes a save, bing, bang, boom. Let's say they put that on the middle of the card at WrestleMania, at our Build a WrestleMania Saturday, and then we close Build a WrestleMania Saturday with Hogan beating Yokozuna from WrestleMania 9 as like a swerve. Like, so everyone thought like, oh shit, Hogan's going to be done with, but he comes out and challenges Yokozuna. I think that would have been more offensive than what we got in 1993. If you think about it.
Fair enough. I like that.
You know, it's just, it was just me throwing out ideas. But yeah, Hogan Andre, I get it. It's the obvious choice. And like you said, it's the match that everybody looks to. A number of years ago, I did a greatest WrestleMania main event, Mount Rushmore, the top four. And Hogan and Andre made my WrestleMania main event. But there were other different criteria that surrounded that. Not just obviously the match quality, but the build up towards it and what it did for the industry. And when we go, when that term gets thrown around, greatest WrestleMania main event, like you said, with, you know, Rock and Roman talking about it more recently on TV, you look to that match, but you also look to, I think, Austin and Michaels with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Because of the hype and the buildup surrounding that. And it was like the WWF's comeback tour, if you mm-hmm. will. And they blew it up in a major way. So if there's like, I've always said that like the Hogan Andre, Austin Michaels, Austin Rock, and Rock and Cena were like the four most hyped and greatest WrestleMania main events of all time. That was what made my Mount Rushmore on that episode. Not to spoil it, but that was where I stood with it.
That's a good Mount Rushmore in terms of, yeah, those were all like, yeah, that's in terms of hype and just like.
And it's and it felt like you transformed and moved into different eras after.
Yeah, there was a world before that match, and then there was a world after that match.
Yeah, you know, Hogan and Andre, it fucking catapulted the boom in the 80s, like even further. Austin and Michaels, the big boom in the 90s, yeah. In the Attitude Era. You know, Austin Rock was kind of like closing that chapter mm-hmm. of the Monday Night War era. That they were so heavily a part of, and then Rock and Cena just kind of took it to another level too. Yep. The first time, not the second time. The first time in Miami. All right, we mentioned Roddy Piper. So Hogan Andre, it's locked. That's our main event.
That's our main event
for the WWF title for WrestleMania Saturday. You mentioned Piper. Is Piper deserving of a match on the card, or is he deserving of a special segment on this WrestleMania Saturday card, like a Piper's Pit? If we go through his resume, WrestleMania, so that eliminates the tag match. But there's three WrestleMania roles that he could have. There's the boxing match with Mr. T.
Oh, shit.
There's the hair match with Adrian Adonis, and there's the Piper's Pit segment. And if we really want to offend people, there's the blackface Roddy Piper against Bad News Brown. But I don't think we're going
to
go
with the boxing match. I think you almost have to go with the boxing match.
Yeah?
And it adds, I still have a pull towards the hair match because of what that type of stipulation is. The, you know, the prevalence of it in WrestleMania's history.
Yeah.
Knowing that, what, the only crack, again, we're going to have at that is WrestleMania 20.
Yeah. Well, that'll be on another. Yeah.
Yeah. On the other recording.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And keep in mind also on that other recording, when we talk about Roddy Piper, the Hollywood Backlight Brawl.
Gold Dust. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Piper might not be on the first night, but Piper could possibly be on the second night. Okay. So what's more important
between, I feel like probably tomorrow.
You want to? Okay, so we shelve him for tomorrow?
For now, at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, so let's talk about. All right, so Piper's not going to be on this card on Saturday, but we'll probably get him in on the WrestleMania Sunday. Jake the Snake. His WrestleMania resume. Honky Tonk Man with Alice Cooper in his corner at WrestleMania 3.
That was pretty cool.
He wrestled. Well, you take off Andre from WrestleMania 5. WrestleMania 6, he was against Ted DiBiase for the $1 million championship. And that title wasn't a recognized championship.
Seven,
the blindfold
seven.
Match.
That's
yeah.
such a gimmick. That's so cool.
People shit on that match, but Jake, in my opinion.
That was such a good performance.
Yeah.
I think it's.
The clapping to get Martel to come to his side of the crowd getting into it.
It's worth mentioning. He fights. Taker the next year.
At 8.
There's not a lot of opportunity to put Taker on the card, but I don't know if we need to put him on the
card. We don't need
either.
To put Undertaker on WrestleMania Saturday.
So I think we go with the blindfold match.
I like that idea. Now, are we going to overload this with too many gimmick matches here? Because we've talked about maybe put...
I think it, for the decade we're working in, that's not... we're okay right now.
Okay.
We have the mixed match, and that's it.
Okay.
But this, I feel like, is solid.
Okay. All right, so blindfold match, Jake Roberts, Model Rick Martel, WrestleMania 7. One of my guilty pleasures. I love that match. The commentary in that match, Bobby Heenan trying to help Martel, the crowd being so electric that Bobby sometimes during the match couldn't even hear what Monsoon was saying on commentary. At least he made it appear that way. The psychology behind it with Jake clapping so that Martel can, you know, he can kind of feed him to get to that side of the ring. Jake using the darkness as an advantage in the match. And even the pre-match promo when Jake talks about, you know, the blind leading the blind, the snake has six senses. Like, it was
very good storytelling.
Oh, man. And even that story in general when Martel blinded him with the arrogance.
Oh, and he had the eye.
He had the one eye. That stuff was just... That's
like classic wrestling stuff, too. Like, how many times did you hear wrestling angles like that? Even
that's like that's
territorial.
That's Memphis right there,
yeah,
if you think about it.
You know, well... Savage Steamboat with the throat, you know what I mean? Hogan with the ribs,
yeah.
Like it's like wrestling 101.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like pick apart a body and build your story around that. Yeah,
and overcoming that adversity.
Yeah, no, I like that. So where are we at now? How many matches
we got? Five on this.
So we've got
Brett Owens, the mixed tag from 6. We've got Rude Warrior from 5. We've got the blindfold from 7. We've got Hogan and Andre from 3.
All right, so. A tag team title match.
I was just going to say, we have to fit a tag team title match on here, I feel like. I'll let you go first.
Okay. For purely historical purposes, the first two WrestleManias, you could either go Sheik and Volkoff against the U.S. Express of Wyndham and Rotundo, or you can go the British Bulldogs versus the Dream Team. From WrestleMania 2. WrestleMania 4, you can go Demolition and Strike Force. Or WrestleMania 5, you can go Demolition versus the Powers of Pain and Mr. Fuji in the 3-on-2 handicap match. WrestleMania 6 is off the table because Andre and the Colostomy Connection against Demolition. It's the Colostomy Connection.
7 was what? Nasty Boys versus Heart Foundation. That's off the table.
That moves Brett. And then 8 was Million Dollar Team. Or Money Inc. against the Natural Disasters. And then 9 was, which will be off the table, Money Inc. against the Megamaniacs, because Hogan's already on the card.
And there was nothing on 10?
10 was the Quebecer. I'm sorry. 10 was the Quebecers and Men on a Mission.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
The first two are compelling.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about too many gimmicks. I don't know if we want to use that. 3-on-2-1, even though it pops off the screen.
Yeah.
If
I'm gonna pick one, I'm gonna go with Bulldogs against Dream Team. Ozzy Osbourne in the Bulldogs corner.
And that's the part that I think makes it kind of like that's where it's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's just those two teams wrestling, no one really cares.
Yeah.
Well, not no one cares, but it's just another match.
It's got that celebrity element to it. Ozzy's there.
Let's go with that.
Okay, so tag team title match on the board. British Bulldogs against the Dream Team, Brutus Beefcake, and Greg the Hammer Valentine, Luscious Johnny V in his corner. I think Captain Lou was a manager for the Bulldogs at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy Osbourne was just there for show. But there's, you know, with the Hogan Savage, or I'm sorry, Hogan Andre match, you have the celebrity element with Bob Uecker and Mary Hart.
That stuff was more prevalent in this game.
So we don't we do have some WrestleMania celebrity element into this. All right, tag match.
So we've got 6 matches.
Okay.
So we can pick one or two more.
All right. So what are you thinking? I was thinking something that like is lighthearted, fun. It gets a few guys on the card. I was thinking
go ahead. Let me keep talking. On that vein, I'm just trying to...
The 8-man tag from WrestleMania 8.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
With Ray Combs
doing
the Family Feud survey. Duggan Virgil, rest in peace.
I'm not going to
read Sergeant all that Slaughter down. And who was the Big Boss Man against the Mountie, the Repo Man, and the Nasty Boys.
All right.
So Duggan, WrestleMania 8-man tag. You could just, if you want to put it on the, abbreviate it on the board.
Yeah.
I feel like also, so what do we have, seven now? Is that, are we locking that,
is,
that in?
That is seven. I'm ready to lock that in. That is a good let me up popcorn comedy match. Again, what else speaks to the identity of WrestleMania in this first decade of WrestleManias that we might
I feel missing? Like there might need to be some kind of big man match on this card. Something with like two hosses that you could put on this WrestleMania card.
I mean, if you asked Rick Holmes, there was a lot of meat in that match.
There was, yeah.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm also just trying to like think about like people like that.
That embodied it. So we
we did a lot of that though.
We did Hogan, Savage, Jake. We took Piper Warrior. Off the card. Warrior. Rick Rude's on there. Andre's on there.
If we're talking hosses, big boys, you know, it's not a duty to get him on the card for this decade, but Undertaker, Giant Gonzalez.
I get it.
I didn't think that was going to go well.
Yeah. If we were to put Undertaker on this, I'd probably put him with Snuka. Now that Jake's already on the board,
I don't think that's a must either.
That's not a must.
Let me think. What else is there to possibly go back to?
Do we do another tag match? We have an 8-man tag and we got a tag team title match. So that's
two. And then we get the mixed tag.
And the mixed tag. So that's three tag matches. That's
pretty good, actually. So, yeah. I don't know if we need any more.
Yeah, mix. I don't think. Yeah, you're right. I don't think we need another tag
again, match. Again, this is a time where we weren't seeing triple threat matches or anything. No, like that.
Yeah. And like, we kind of want to embody what WrestleMania was those first 10 years.
We have a lot of. So just to talk about the WrestleManias we have featured in this build a WrestleMania card, we've got WrestleMania 2, we've got WrestleMania 3, we've got WrestleMania 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. We've got a good variety.
Mm-hmm.
But I also then turn around, I look at the wrestlers we have, and I go, wow, that's is a lot. That's like, that's the era. The standout match we have is Bret versus Owen, I feel like, in terms of like, one of these things is not like the other.
Yeah.
In terms of like the age and crop of the talent.
The work rate of the match too.
Right, but in terms of like, Bret and Owen aren't known for being wrestlers from the 80s. They're wrestlers from the 90s.
Yep.
So is there maybe a match in the early 90s WrestleManias, 7, 8, 9, 10, that we can maybe put in here?
Okay. Let's take a look.
I would say that, or we... Not that we need all the WrestleManias included, but we don't have a WrestleMania 4 match. Do we need one? I don't know. We don't have a WrestleMania 1 match. And like I look here, we don't have a WrestleMania 9 match. Again, not saying we need them all, but just as we're trying to get some variety here.
Yeah. Trying to think if there are any like hidden gems of WrestleMania matches in between 1 and 10 that we haven't really talked about that like...
It's sort of gimmicky.
Bring it up. At least just put it out there.
It's that WrestleMania 3 though. Junkyard Dog versus Harley Race.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay, but you know why I liked it as an... Again, I wasn't alive when it happened, but Junkyard Dog lost the match and was forced to bow down to the king, but he didn't. And he still stood up to them. And that created the happy ending where he didn't look like a fucking doofus.
Yeah.
And it was cool. It was all right, that's cool. Like, he didn't do it anyways.
Yeah. He stood by his morals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you look at it, some people might say, oh, well, you know, they didn't want to make him look weak or whatever.
Here's one.
But that's just one that I think about. Like, that had a happy ending.
Here's one. And we can Virgil and DiBiase, WrestleMania 7, with Piper in Virgil's corner.
Ooh.
He's just in his corner. So you could still put him on WrestleMania Sunday if we wanted to do Hollywood Backlot with him and Goldust.
Wait, those guys aren't in the eight-man tag, right?
Oh, Virgil's already in the eight-man tag. Yeah. That's right. So let's look at
That's a good. Do we talk about DiBiase a little bit?
I was going to say, because DiBiase, we could have slotted him with Jake for the million-dollar title. That was at six. Seven, he was with Virgil, but we just put Virgil in the
Eight. Or was he in that eight-man tag, DiBiase?
No, he wasn't. DiBiase was with IRS against the Natural Disasters for the tag team titles at WrestleMania 8. Off, yeah. And that's off the table because we put the WrestleMania 2 tag match.
Who did DiBiase wrestle other than Savage in that tournament? Is there a match there that we can
He wrestled
in
Duggan.
Off the board.
And I think, did he wrestle Morocco? I don't remember.
All right.
There's also his match at WrestleMania 5 with Beefcake, which didn't really have a whole lot of substance behind it. So, I mean, I don't want to throw DiBiase on the card.
Yeah, he's not absolutely necessary.
Yeah, he's not an absolute necessary one.
We're at 7.
Yeah.
If we give it another minute to deliberate, do we still feel good about this, though? Because I don't hate this card.
No.
We've got four singles matches. And three tag matches. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
Is there a women's match?
Okay.
In the very few that were on WrestleMania history in the first 10.
If there's anything, it's probably the first one with Wendi Richter and Leilani Kai with Cyndi Lauper and the Fabulous Moolah.
Fuck, I think that's got to be it. I was going to say the one at 10, too, with Alundra Blaze.
Yeah.
But this one, I feel like
it's got
more.
Another celebrity element to it. We kind of embody WrestleMania. Wendi Richter was, Cyndi Lauper was rocking wrestling era.
Yep.
Like, she started it all. That's what helped launch WrestleMania, the very first one. So I'm locking that in if I were you.
Yeah, Wendi Richter versus Leilani Kai. Okay.
All right. So so now we're going to do the match order.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think it's going to take much of a...
No.
We know what's going to be last.
We know what's going to be last, Hogan Andre. We know what's going to open. It's going to be Bret and Owen.
So after we've got Bret and Owen and they've torn the house down, like, I think that's probably where you put...
The mixed tag?
No, I was going to say probably the women's match.
Okay.
I think the women's match becomes the next one.
Because you need that, like, feel-good moment after Owen had snuck away with the victory over Bret.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I say.
So Bret and Owen, WrestleMania 10 opens this build a WrestleMania Saturday. And following that will be Wendi Richter against Leilani Kai for the WWF Women's Championship with Cyndi Lauper in Wendy's corner and the Fabulous Moolah in Leilani Kai's corner. So that makes number 2. What do you got for number 3? What do you think should be third on this card? As you are currently writing this all out.
Excuse me. I say you either go... I say you go the tag titles.
Okay.
I think you go the tag
two title matches back to back. Or do you go maybe the eight man tag?
I feel like the eight man tag fits perfectly right before the main event.
Okay.
Or do we think that's too given the lack of wrestling between Hogan and Andre? Do you think there needs to be something like? Putting Gaga in front of Gaga, not that. Gaga. Do we need to? Does that need to be not next to it?
What else do we got?
So we've got Rude Warrior, Jake versus Martel, the tag titles, and then Hogan Andre, in the eight man tag.
Maybe. Do you go mixed tag? No, that's more Gaga, too.
Oh, yeah, there's the mixed tag. Okay. I think you can do the mixed tag's not a bad one to put in front of the main event too.
Yeah.
The star power is there for it.
Yep.
It's a little of a let me up, but still got some emotion to it.
Yeah.
It's not a popcorn match.
Okay.
I might put that there. I think that so before Hogan Andre.
Okay.
So
we're at three right now, right?
Well, we need to figure out what three is.
Okay.
I think it's either the
tag title
or the Intercontinental title.
Well, if you're doing the women's, what about the blindfold match after the women's
title
match?
My mindset is to have the blindfold match kind of in the middle. It's got Gaga, but it's also, like you said, that match was fucking, that place went, it was almost like the last match before intermission. That's the way I look at
okay.
it. Okay. In terms of the excitement, you're going to bring people up as high as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to probably throw something after that. I don't know. That's kind of my.
So you're thinking tag title match?
For three?
Yeah. As the third?
Yes. I would say put that as the third match.
Okay. Yeah. I can get behind that.
So that's from WrestleMania 2.
Davey Boy and British Dynamite Bulldogs against the Dream Team. Beefcake Barber! When Zeus called him that. And Greg the Hammer Valentine, who will wrestle in someone's backyard for a payday in his...
Bill Brown's backyard.
Yeah, probably. It was probably in Hot Body Brown's backyard. Billy, if you're listening, love you. Miss you, pal. I hope you're doing well.
So that's three. Four, I think, is the blindfold match.
Okay.
For I have seven matches, I feel like that's a good... It goes at a good pace, but the crowd also gets going yeah. for it. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's a good match to have in the middle of the card.
Okay.
Where it's not terribly consequential, but it still has some stuff behind it.
Yeah.
Five.
Maybe you put the 8-man tag as the intermission match. It's got the Gaga, it's got the let me up.
Yes,
and then
right.
you swap out and put the blindfold match to start off hot the second half of that, WrestleMania.
You know what? I like that idea. So we'll go 8-man tag from 8. From WrestleMania 8. And then we go with the blindfold from 7. We're missing, hold on, we do have 8 matches.
Yeah.
We have the mix.
The mix, the Intercontinental title.
And the mix we're going to put in front of Hogan Andre.
Yeah. So the Intercontinental title would come after the blindfold match.
Yes.
Rude and Warrior from WrestleMania 5.
So blindfold match. Jake versus Martel. Seven. Then the IC matches.
Rude and Warrior.
From 5. Then the mixed tag.
From WrestleMania 6. Macho King and Queen Sherry against Polka Dots Baby, Dusty Rose, and Sweet Sapphire. Miss Elizabeth with a cameo in the match. She was the secret weapon, I think, as they labeled her. Dusty and Sapphires.
And then Hogan Andre.
And then Hogan Andre. All right, so let's run down this card one last time here. Now, all right, so, and we have celebrity elements to it. Why don't we make this fun? Who's calling this WrestleMania?
Well, I would say it's Gorilla and Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I was thinking that too, because Bobby's got a couple roles on the show anyways. He's in the Andre match. He's in the Rick Rude match. So, yeah, Bobby Heenan's definitely out of the equation there. Do we have a host for this WrestleMania, if we're going to be cute with it? Do we use any of the other celebrity involvements over WrestleMania, over the years at WrestleMania? Do we have a host at that
time? Well, remember who's now already, by virtue of being in these matches, Bob Uecker's ring announcing the main event.
Yeah.
Ozzy's in the tag match.
Yeah.
Cindy Lauper's in Wendy Richter's corner. Yeah. That kind of takes a lot of people off the board in terms of like who could be available to do that.
And we said that we're not going to put Piper on this card. He doesn't need to be on it. Or you still want to
have... No, I feel like this. If we have eight, this is good.
Even if we slid a Piper's Pit segment in there, is that too much? I'm just asking. I'm not. I'm just throwing it out there. It doesn't have to.
You know, it wouldn't feel quite like a WrestleMania
without a Roddy Piper.
A Roddy Piper. I would probably put that after the blindfold match.
If we were to do Piper's Pit with him and Brother Love, do you want to put that in there?
Let's do that.
All right.
It wouldn't feel
so. Eight matches and a Piper's Pit segment, that rounds out about 3 hours or so, give or take. And that's three and a half hours. That's a solid first night of WrestleMania. WrestleMania Saturday, spanning WrestleManias 1 through 10. Gorilla and Jesse calling the action. Mean Gene, of course, the stick man in the back.
Is Regis Philbin and Alex Trebek doing stick work too?
I wouldn't mind that too. We can get Regis and Alex from 7. That's great, yeah. Maybe an appearance from Lou Ferrigno with his 8 pounds of oyster crackers in his mouth.
Such a great line.
Oh, man. Bobby, I'm telling you right now, Bobby would have been a hell of a stand-up comedian. Actually, you know, I read in his book that you know he used to be friends with Ray Combs, who was from Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to one of Ray's shows, like that Ray did stand-up, and Ray put Bobby on the spot and tried to get Bobby to do some stuff on stage. And Bobby said he was like a fish out of water. He couldn't really.
It's not your element.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to work.
It didn't fit with him.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see that.
He's quick and off the cuff as opposed to having to memorize jokes and lines and stuff like that.
Well, it's not his, he's quick and off the cuff knowing what he has to get established and get across.
Get the point across,
You know, sell tickets, get heat, et cetera, et cetera. Like, what's he doing on a stand-up with a microphone? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That might be the logic. Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, this looks like our card. Again, to lead off, we've got Brett versus Owen, greatest opening match of all time at WrestleMania 10. Right behind that is Wendy Richter with Cyndi Lauper versus Leilani Kai, and who had Fabulous Moolah in her corner from WrestleMania 1. Right behind that is the British Bulldogs defending the tag titles against the Dream Team. No, they won the tag titles.
Yeah, they won them from the Dream Team.
WrestleMania 2. After that, we got an 8-man tag.
Ozzy Osbourne in Bulldogs corner. You got a celebrity element there.
Yep. 8-man tag from WrestleMania 8.
Virgil, Big Boss Man, Sergeant Slaughter, Hacksaw Jim Duggan against the Nasty Boys, the Mountie, and the Repo Man, managed by the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. So Jimmy Hart's got a spot in this card.
That's
Jimmy Hart, you know, was one of those managers along with Bobby that he was featured in numerous WrestleManias throughout the course of the entire show. He had like 4, 5, 6, 7 guys on the card.
And
so,
a matching jacket for each of them.
Exactly.
Megaphone.
So Jimmy Hart's got a place on this.
WrestleMania 7's blindfold match between Jake and Rick Martel is kind of sitting in the middle here at number 4. Right behind that is Piper's Pit at number 5, which featured Brother Love and Morton Downey. And then right after that, we go with Rick Rude versus the Ultimate Warrior for the Intercontinental Championship. And then we get the mixed tag match of Macho Man, Macho King Randy Savage and Queen Cherry versus Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire with an appearance from Elizabeth. And then to be our main event, There Was No Other Way, had to be Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant at WrestleMania.
Irresistible force against the immovable object. Yep. 93,173 fans.
And is that where this WrestleMania takes place?
Are we going to
Madison Square Garden? Or are we going to 3 locations?
That would be kind of neat. Let's say we do the Garden for 1.
So we're going to go coast to coast?
Maybe.
What are we going to do?
Maybe we do the Garden. And then Pontiac's the Midwest, and then maybe L.A.
Okay.
East Coast, Midwest, West Coast.
All right, cool.
You know, Gorilla, right.
Well, I mean, these matches are almost, you can almost argue that they're all happening wherever they come from. So, like, 10 and 1 are happening in the same spot.
Yep.
2 is happening in Chicago.
Yeah.
The 8-man tag is happening in Indianapolis. The blindfold is in the West Coast. The the Piper's Pit and the Warrior match are in the East Coast.
Yeah.
And then we're going Atlantic to Toronto City.
Skydome.
So we, you know, many locations.
Yeah, many
locations. We go many locations.
That's why this
we're going live.
Yeah.
Into Bill, the time machine.
Fuck it, we're going live.
Yeah, so Bill O'Reilly. I think we nailed a good one.
And we did, and we got everybody that had really made a mark and embodied those first 10 WrestleManias and what that WrestleMania was all about. So this was a lot of fun, and like I said, Piper's Pit too as well. Managed to slide Rowdy in there. So yeah, I like this. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate you helping me put this one together. Our next recording, part two, coming up. We are going to give you Build a WrestleMania Sunday, where we are going to pick seven to eight matches or so, maybe even a few more. Who knows? We'll see as the time goes on. As we put together the Build a WrestleMania Sunday card covering WrestleManias 11 through 20. Now, there's going to be a lot more to address and a lot more meat in the bone to really break down for that card. So looking forward to that as well. So just. Thanks again for taking part, and we will put this one. We will put WrestleMania Saturday officially down for the three count, and we'll see you all on Build a WrestleMania Sunday.